Kate Campbell in the water for her third gold medal. Away she goes. 4 by 1 equals 3 in a row for the Australians. A world record. They defend their title and the best of this generation.
It is indeed. That's Basil's calling the 4x100m freestyle gold medal on the weekend. And you can only imagine what that would be like. In fact, to be there in the actual swimming arena or swimming pool would have been extraordinary. But to sit home and have to watch that, heart in your mouth, Darren Harris has lived it. He's played footy at the highest level. And now, I know it was 50 very good games for North Melbourne, but I think from here on in he's going to be the father of Meg, the second youngest member of Australia's swim team who swam in this 4x100m relay team. And Darren's been good enough to join us from Brisbane. G'day, Darren.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Going well. You come down from the high yet?
Oh, not really, mate. No. I'm still getting over it. It was a fantastic effort. And you're right. I'm now Meg's dad.
Exactly. Was Meg a swimming prodigy from a very young age?
Yeah, most of the time. I mean, Anne's the wife. She's a swimming instructor. So Meg was been in the water. And you know, the oldest one, Bella, since, real young. So they've all taken off and Meg's just kept going. Loves it. She loves the water.
Hey, Darren, can you explain it? Congratulations to you and the family. But can you explain exactly how you were feeling while you were watching her in the pool and winning that gold medal?
Oh, I just nerves, mate. I mean, it's just like the most I'm proud of is just her ability to perform at the highest level when she had to do it. So it's more nerves, worry, just, you know, and then once she's done her swim, then it's just getting the girls home to finish it off. It was just, I don't know how to explain it. It's, you just don't know how to think. You just don't want her to muck up or anything like that. But she, definitely a bit better than me in being able to dedicate herself. So, it was great.
Were you expecting her to be in that team?
Yes and no. I mean, at the swimming trials, she finished 4th. So, you know, in theory, you think, she's going to be in the relay, but it's always been the Australian way that the two fastest from the heats make the final to join the other two girls. So, that was nervous. That was probably more nervous than the actual final on Sunday.
How did the call go when you finally spoke to her?
Good, mate. Like I said, if you looked at her on TV, she just couldn't stop smiling. It was the same when we actually had her on FaceTime. You just couldn't believe how happy, excited, all the emotions were running through, and she was just wrapped. And like I said, with the whole swim team was just behind the girls, the boys, everyone. It's just a great family. So it's she really enjoyed it.
So where did you watch it with you and your wife Angela and your family? Where did you watch it yesterday?
Just home in the lounge room. Had a few friends over, a few family friends that know Meg. So it was good.
In the end. This is us saying this. It would have been a relatively easy watch, particularly that last 100 when you had the race in hand. But at what stage did you just sit back and think, we're home here?
Oh, I'm still doing that, mate. I'm still replaying it in my head. No, like I said, just to see him perform when they had to perform, So once Emma McCann started bolting away from him, it's just, go, get the record, get the world record. They were that far in front, you couldn't see him losing. So it was just about the record.
And, of course, you would have loved to have been there in Tokyo. Would you have gone if things were different? Were you planning on going?
Yes and no. I mean, like I said, COVID's a shocking thing. It's caused anguish to a lot of people, and, people have died and just businesses and everything like that. So if it had been last year, she probably wouldn't have made it. So the 12-month delay is probably, allowed her to get stronger, fitter, faster and everything like that to actually make the team. So there was no real consideration, I suppose, of going because you always knew you couldn't go. So, it was just great to watch her.
Hey, Darren, you played 51 games for the Kangaroos between 86 and 91. Memories, did you ever play on Gary, by the way, Gary Lyon?
Oh, it was too easy playing on Gaz. No, he'll probably remember. He played one final. It was in 1987, elimination final. So that's not a... not a great memory for any North Melbourne supporters or players on that day.
Neither Darren. I didn't play, but the Demons did have a good one day. But we have a lot of messages coming through here telling us about the day you kicked the winning goal after the siren for playing for South Adelaide. Do you want to talk us through that?
Oh, that was a long time ago, that one. That was, that was a good day. Not quite as good as yesterday, but, that was... a good day,
So. Hey, we're thrilled for you, Darren. It is just, I can only imagine what it would be like to be a parent of an Olympic gold medalist. Meg's still got the 200-metre freestyle relay. She hopes to be a part of that as well.
Yes, same deal. She's swims in the heats on Wednesday night, so hopefully, she can be one of the two fastest in that and swim on Thursday morning for gold again.
Good on you. Enjoy it. Absolutely sensational. We're absolutely wrapped for you and the family.
Fantastic. Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Darren Harris there played 51 games for the Kangaroos, but as he said, he's now the father of Meg, an Olympic gold medalist. So, what's happening in the, you've been keeping a close eye on that triathlon up there, Wisp. How's our man going? Bugsy Royal.
He's going okay.
Where is he?
He's a little bit off the pace at the moment. There's been the Peloton now, he's part of that group. So he's in there with a chance. No, he's right in the middle of that pack, that Peloton there. There he is, right there. Right there.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, right there. The green, he's in the Australian colours, Gary. They're green and gold.
That's why Jared Waitley will be taking up the running for Olympic coverage. Wispy pointing at the telly saying, there he is, isn't
he? There he is.
That's right not there. Exactly the update you're after.
Hey, you know, I showed you a video before of my granddaughter. Okay, so she's in the lounge room at the weekend, and it was sent to me. My daughter sent it to me. And so there she is. She's watching Simone Biles doing her gymnastic best on the floor exercises. There she is in the lounge room copying her.
Cutest thing ever.
It is unbelievable. But you know the extension of that, and I talked to my other granddaughter at the weekend.
When she did a backflip off the roof, I thought she'd taken it a bit far.
I spoke to my other granddaughter at the weekend, and she was talking about Olympics too. And that's what it does.
It does.
You know, it
plants a seed.
It plants the seed.
Frankie might be the Australian gymnast in 10 years' time.
Captures the imagination of kids, and that is what the Olympic spirit and the games are all about. And kids talking about it, that type
Your
of thing.
Your gene pool goes down to Frankie. She'll be leaping over the bars. She could be anything.
Well, she's nearly seven, so it's probably a little bit late to start her gymnastic career.
By the next time the next one comes around, you may have two. You may be able to be interested in two very big events.
Maybe.
What are your gymnastics kids? And the shooting with your old mate.
Oh, crap shooter over here. What are your kids out there got interested in during the last few days
you've
watching
come up
the Olympics?
With your best talkback topic at 11 minutes to 9 o'clock.
It's fascinating, this, how kids absolutely just lock onto things when they're watching the TV and they're watching sports.